It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Okay, last try. All right, yes, it is me, your host, Joe Canelli. It probably wouldn't have been the last try. I would have done it again if I had to, but it's like the fourth take of starting this thing. This is your sports dump. It's daily. It's today, April 8th, Wednesday. The Wednesday doesn't matter as much. None of it really does. Those details don't matter. Pretend it's August because, well, not yet. But by August, I feel confident something will have changed in the sports landscape. Maybe we'll have listeners from all 50 states and we'll be able to stop broadcasting. Maybe we'll have been purchased. And our purchase price has gone down, folks, if you don't know. We were originally on the market for $1 million, and that valuation is based on being about 1/420th, I think, oh, that was not on purpose either, of whatever the Ringer was valued at. We figure, like, they were $420 million. We can do, like, 100, we could do $1 million of that. And now, because of the economy, we're cutting that price to $500,000. So if you want the Sports Dump podcast, and I'll even throw in the sportsdump.com and all the content that occasionally gets put up there. That's the latest sales pitch. Oh, I forgot about our content. I'll tell you that later. Okay, so let's get to what we got. So it's our, it's our fake sports highlight of the day. And today, of course, was supposed to be the par 3 tournament of the Masters. The day before the Masters starts, they do a par 3 tournament, and the winner? Tiger Woods. You're right. Of course it's Tiger Woods. That's who you're saying. Why wouldn't it be Tiger Woods? I'm making this shit up. And not only was it Tiger Woods, folks, here's the highlight. He set a record for the par 3 at 9 under. It's 9 holes. He was 9 under. Now, he was 7 birdies in a row, and then he parred the 8th, raising the drama for the 9th hole. Tiger teeing off on the 9th hole. Ooh, line drive, and whoa, right into the hole. Never seen a man hit a line drive hole in one. Amazing. That was me recreating the call. That's right, folks. He hit a line drive, as almost as if he threw it on a line into the hole. Amazing. That's how he got the 9 under. Now, if you didn't know, the previous record was 8 under. Holy crap. I think somebody had 2 holes in one year, and he won it. I mean, that's amazing. An 8 under is the real record when they really played it. So just imagine how amazing it would have been this year when Tiger won. And we'll see. No one has ever won the tournament after winning the par 3 tournament. Will Tiger be the first? I'll make it up, and you'll find out on Monday. Now, as for, let's see, what's next? Oh, classic sports. We don't have a specific one to talk about today. But I do have, since it is the Masters, they've been putting up classic Masters. Here's a bit of an opinion piece. Golf classics don't really quite hold up due to the slowness of the game. Now, baseball's also quite slow. But the drama is greater, and even though it's slow, it's not as slow as golf. And there's more people out on the field. There's just a lot of advantages that golf doesn't have when you're replaying stuff, especially tournaments that everybody knows who the winner's going to be. And, you know, unless it comes down to the last hole, and how many big tournaments do, some, maybe one out of every four. Nah, maybe let's say 2 out of every 4. But how many of those then are also classically played and the big characters and everything? So I think when we talk about classic, you have to do it, instead of showing the whole tournament, you've got to just give us like the PGA 1 hour special on the 1978 Masters with Gary Player and Seve Ballesteros. Yeah, I don't know if that's true. Let's find out. 78 Masters, Gary Player. I'm writing it down for myself. Sevi 78 Masters. Let's see if I was right. We're not going to do that now. I'll check it later. I'm in my closet, if you don't know. I've mentioned it, I think, probably every episode since I've been here, but that makes the internet very slow, so I have to open up windows ahead of time, and it also makes movement very slow. I will know that I have been in here for like 2 hours before recording this, I think just to have some time to myself. And if you know me, you know how rare solitary, I abhor solitary time in most instances. But it turns out during a quarantine, even I, a social, pathologically social, I don't want to say a sociopath, please, but if you can be pathologically social and not a sociopath, that's me. But even here I am in this closet for hours. Moving on. So the opinion is that if you're looking for a classic sports match, don't look to golf to scratch that itch, okay? Sorry, golf. But boy, that par 3 highlight earlier, that was something, wasn't it? I'd say so. Speaking of contests, was I? We have a contest, and it comes in conjunction with the announcement that there is no mock draft update today. Although I will say, CBS Sports, which has been our mock draft headquarters, because they have a mock draft headquarters, they've got a clever way around it here, where Jason LaConfora, who's great, I listen to him on Kornheiser, he is excellent. He knows a lot of stuff. He's their football guy. He does a fake mock draft titled How the First 10 Draft Picks Could Unfold, which is what all these mock drafts really are, but he's just only interested in the top 10. This is a pretty honest one, too, where it's like, look, who gives a crap beyond the first 10? And also, who the hell knows? So here's how it might turn out. So I applaud him. Maybe I'm biased because I liked him before. Nonetheless, I like him still for his brevity and his no bullshit. As for the picks, who cares? Like all the rest of the mock drafts, it doesn't matter. All right. But like I said, no mock draft update for today. Moving on. Oh, yes. Now we're just talking about stuff. Here we go. We're talking about baseball and Arizona and trying to come back. And I hear a lot of people saying, first of all, let's get beyond the logistics. Hang on a sec. Why do I say that when I could just edit? I'll tell you why. Because I'm doing another podcast currently called At the Doobies. It's kind of exactly what you think. And this month is 420, the only 420 you get for a full month. So I'm doing episodes every day, and they're more highly produced. So that's why I'm not going back on that. And you're getting that peek into the closet, as they say. Maybe not as they say, a different definition. Anyway, I was talking about Arizona and baseball. Now, excusing the logistical nightmare that it is, let's say the virus is not wiped out, but all the players have passed their test and they're all sequestered. Okay, so they have one hotel where you take your test and everyone's at the hotel who's passed the test. But you wait 2 weeks, then they go on, they start the season. So now everyone's been 2 weeks quarantined, and everyone's cleared the test. Great. Let's say that happens. I hear a lot of people saying they can't play without the fans. They can't play without the fans. Now, if you're saying it because of a safety concern where it's like, until it's safe enough for fans to be there and players, nobody should be there, then that's fine. But the argument that I'm hearing a lot is the players are not going to, you know, you're not going to get the same level of play out of these guys. You're just not going to. Bullshit. The Rucker Park games with these guys. Now, there are crowds there. Okay. Nonetheless, I'm going to use a worse example. Well, first of all, I'll just say Michael Jordan. Imagine him. He plays every game like that. No, everyone's not like that. But do you think LeBron, if they just start the playoffs right now, isn't trying to sweep through the playoffs and play every game to win? Yes, he is. All those guys are. Again, this is going to be a bad example. But I play stupid co-ed softball, 16-inch softball. Now, if you don't know what 16-inch softball is, it's a very Chicago-centric game. They also play it in, like, some, like, Portland or something, probably. But they also play in L.A., but it's mostly Chicago expats. There's no glove. It's a bigger than a softball and softer than a softball, but you can still break a finger on it, especially when it's new. Regardless, it's not like the highest competitive level. And I have been in multiple fights because of competitiveness, and I'm not the only one who was on the field like that. Now, I'm not saying that, whatever, maybe these guys are making this is their livelihood. So these are games that they like to play, and they like to win. So I don't think a guy is not going to dive on a play in the ninth inning to win the game because there's no crowd. I think the games are going to go a lot faster because the preening and all that shit is going to stop. Boy, I hope I had a good spit guard right there. All the preening and the posing and the getting out of the box and this and that, that is going to go away. They played one game in Baltimore that because of protests, there was no crowd there. It was like the shortest game of the season by 20 minutes because the players just played the game and they didn't F around. They just played. It will be brilliant if they can do it safety-wise. I'm only advocating it if it can go safety-wise, but the no crowd thing, I don't buy it. In Europe, they've been playing matches mostly due to racism with no crowd. And like in Italy, it seems like every team twice a season. Now, maybe this is a great generalization, but every team in Italy, that is a generalization, at some point, the crowd does something horribly racist, often to one of their own players, but more often to the opposing players, nonetheless. And then the next game, it's like no fans, and they play the game. Now, it's horrible that those are the reasons, but it's been done, and the games are played at the same competitive level. Trust me. You pipe in the applause. And they're making... I don't buy that argument. I think what would happen is, initially, it would be very popular, too, with everyone, baseball. And then we'd get used to it, and so there'd be a little lull. But again, then the competitiveness of these guys and the highlights, and you're going to see this... The game is being played, and it's going to be played quickly. It's going to be better. It is going to be better because, again, if the safety is fine, because they're not going to have crowds, and everyone's going to realize, oh, shit, this game should be faster. Okay. So, again, safety first, right? And same with the NHL. Now, they're going probably right into the playoffs or a couple games and then right into the playoffs. Now, do you think that's not going to be competitive? Screw that. It's going to be and in hockey, I think you are, in a way, isolated than other games because you've got the high walls there. Yes, you've got the crowd, but there are barriers that don't exist in the other game. Literal sound barriers right near there that, of course, you can hear it all, but that game can exist. And shit, let's face it. A lot of those Canadian kids were playing hockey in rinks, you know, in Canada or out on the ice, and they were playing competitive. They will play, and they're going to know, you know, there's going to be the, you know, the country is counting on it. And to a degree, I understand that, and shit, I'm going to watch every bit of it. Like, honestly, MLB Network, what they should do is just have like a red zone. If they're playing all these games in these minor league parks and stuff, MLB Network should offer for free a red zone where it's like, we're in the ninth inning here in Albuquerque. I'm just hoping they use Albuquerque. I think that would be incredible. And the viewership would be incredible. I mean, that's what they're all, why they want to play so quickly, because they know the TV money is bigger than the crowd money. That's another thing to realize, folks, how much money is being made in TV, that they can do it without crowds, and it's still a profit for them. All right. And in the NHL in Dakota... I mean, now you're even more isolated. You'd have to do the same thing, but then you're right into the playoffs. Now, any of these games, and it's been brought up, one person fails the test, boom, you're shut down again. And then it's a long time before we play again. So you got to be sure before you go at it. But as far as it not being competitive, I don't buy that for a second. I think that's bullshit. Because I've never played sports in front of a crowd ever. And I've never not played as competitively as I can. Am I a psychotic person to that degree? Probably. But do you think professional athletes are less psychotic than that? They're much more psychotic. Some of them. Some of them are just so goddamn gifted that what are you going to do? They can just do it no matter what. Oh, one of those body switch movies. I have a few ideas I've sketched out where it's like, oh yeah, me, but if I was really athletic. I am ambidextrous, feet and hands, pretty fast runner, quick, evasive, mostly by being chased by people who wanted to punch me. Oh well, didn't get to play football, glad. Moving on. Oh, Tom Brady. Tom Brady went on. By the way, today's, I have to give a shout out. Today's episode has become very, nothing personal with David Sampson like. I occasionally listen to his show. I probably listen to a full episode a week, but like parts. And actually, today's episode, I'm going to maybe list the way he does, where he puts each part of the podcast that he, in case you want to skip a part, I assume, or go right to a part. I don't know. I have never done that. I'm going to try it and let's see what happens. Now, does that mean you're sacrificing half the episode to get the download? Yeah, because who gives a crap at, I guess, at that point? Clever thinking. So he's not the first to do it either, so I can't say I stole it from him unless he says he stole it from someone else. Either way, this goes out to him. Brady went on Howard Stern and said, you know, his marriage is the reason he missed OTAs. How about this? The O. Optional. 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 You've been playing for 15 years. Any of that? I mean, come on. You know what the lesson he should send to his team is? Don't go to the optional workouts, team. I'm the quarterback. It's in your contract that it's optional. You're getting the shit kicked out of you all season long. If everyone in the league doesn't go to the optional training sessions, then nobody in the league has to go to the optional training sessions because nobody has to. So him saying it's his marriage and being more active in his marriage so he missed the OTAs, it's a crock of shit. I'm sorry, if it's put in that it's optional, it's not, you're not doing your job by skipping the optional shit unless you come into training camp out of shape and don't know the playbook. And do you think Tom Brady's not going to know the playbook? So, and again, and maybe it's like, well, if I do it, then the rest of the team can. Fine, they're going to love you for setting that example. And then they're going, you know, that's what I think. I think the squeeze as much out of your employees as you can philosophy of the NFL, which if you trace it back far enough, goes to the plantations pretty directly. Then if you know, if that's your philosophy, fine. I think sometimes you get a little more out of less, as we may be finding out in this technological, you know, situation that's been foisted upon us. How much less production is actually getting done? I think we may be surprised to find out not as little as we thought. Now, what this is going to do is we're going to have a lot more automation, and so I suggest you read Player Piano by Kurt Vonnegut, which I just recommended yesterday in my 420 podcast. Player Piano, Kurt Vonnegut, that might be 10 years in our future, especially if things go certain ways. Many people will be happy with it, though, and they'll be the ones who, you know, vote Republican. Just kidding, kidding. That party won't exist in 10 years. All right, so that's the thing with Brady and the OTAs. Come on. Are we really that sold into it? It's like these guys are making millions of dollars. They're making millions of dollars because the owners are making billions of dollars. You don't get paid millions if the guy paying you isn't making more than that. It just doesn't work out that way. No one, well, people underperform their contract, but no one basically gets a contract that the person paying them can't afford. That you just don't see that happen. So I don't know why people get pissed when it's, oh, he's making all this money. It's negotiated the percentage that the teams have. They have salary caps and stuff. Now, if you take the salary cap away, you're going to see a lot of guys get overpaid. That's okay, though, because the owners are still going to make the money. Maybe I'll ask David to listen to this episode because he has different opinions and stuff like that. Anyway, speaking of CBS, oh, I did Jason Luckenfort already. That's on CBS as well. Now, what's the other topics we have here? Oh, yes, the NFL worried about the virtual logistics. This is, again, you could trace this back to the plantation. These are old white men who want to know what's going on. and they don't know how to work Zoom or their phones or anything. And this links into another story I'll just mention ahead of time. Saban learning how to email and text. Oh, isn't that sweet? How privileged he is that he's never had to email. He's had to send emails. You could be sure of that. But it's not him doing it. He's had to send texts as well. But there's some, like, grad assistant who's doing that for him. I mean, come on, guys. And a lot of these virtual things. How about this? You know you're picking your room with the people who there are there and need to know. Okay, you could probably do a secure phone call in that regard. And then you make one other phone call to the person at the NFL office. Boom. There's your technological loophole. I just figured it out. It's very. I bet if the owners of these teams were all 30 and a mix, a diverse mix of all different races. I don't know if there are 32 diverse people in their 30s who are Americans who could afford football teams. Maybe. I don't know. Because I know that almost all of them are old and white dudes. And that tends to be the billionaire class. So the point being, they wouldn't be as afraid of the virtual shit if there was a if they weren't all old dudes who are like, oh, I don't know how any of it works. They want to know how it works, and they don't, and they're afraid of all of it. I have to think there's, for billionaires, they can find a secure way to get this done. Sorry. I don't know why I got so mad at that. Maybe I've been in this closet for too long. Okay. Doc Rivers says Kawhi Leonard is going to be in phenomenal shape when he returns. Well, no shit. Again, come on. Look at Kawhi Leonard. He is just always going to be in phenomenal shape. I mean, I will never be in the shape of him, no matter how much I worked out and everything, and he would never be in the shape I'm in, no matter how far he let himself go. So saying that, I mean, I know he's saying in reference to everyone else, he's going to be holding his own, but he's, yes, one of the top three athletes in the league. If not the top, yeah, I guess he will be in phenomenal shape. Just why even print that? That's how scarce news is. But look at me. I'm reporting it. Horse, I've been on this, and I don't know if it's documented. I don't have a producer. It's me. If I did, I'd be like, look up when I said that Horse would be better than the dunk contest in the All-Star weekend. I'm going to say it was 3 years ago. And it would be. Because imagine, you know, then Steph Curry can go against somebody. And, yeah, I mean, if you got a guy who's doing acrobatic dunks, but if he misses it, well, shit, that's it. Then Steph just nails a three and you're out. So there's strategy to all that. And then you got bounce shots. And I would be just as impressed with a two bounce shot that goes in off the backboard as I would with any kind of dunk. That level of precision is greater than that. You know, well, I guess it's what do you value, the athleticism or the precision and skill? Is it talent or skill? As someone with less athletic talent, I'm going to go with the skill. Blah, 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 blah. It's like for colleges, I got mediocre grades, but I could do well on the multiple choice tests, you know, the standardized testing and whatnot. So that's what I always accentuate. It's like, that's the way to measure it. Standardized testing, multiple choice stuff. Now I'm like, that's kind of dumb. And my grades were bad because I just didn't work at it. So that's maybe a better indicator of why I'm in my closet doing this podcast right now. Well, we're all in our closets doing podcasts right now. It's a great equalizer, actually. Oh, man, this thing's gone long. This is like nothing personal. Not to say that that's long. All right, Horse, Tiger, I think I got everything, guys. We'll check on that Gary player... Seve Ballesteros, total shot in the dark, 78. And you can listen to us. Well, you're already doing that. But you for the month of April, that's 420. Why don't you give a listen to 420 tips for the 420 crowd during the month of 420 at the Doobies? You can find it wherever you found this podcast, I'm guessing. And for all of it, review, rate, whatever the heck you want to do. I think we're operating between like a dozen and 20 listeners to each of you. There's probably a crossover of like six maybe. And then and then family members. So to the three or four of you out there who don't know what I'm talking about and are not related to me, check that shit out too. And you can follow us. And that's do DMs, because that's the only thing I'll respond to because I don't check those sites as much. But go to Sports Dump Show on Twitter or the_sports_dump on Instagram, which I don't use as much, but I may do that for live broadcasts. So give a follow to those and you won't be flooded with dumb pictures. Unless I get a lot of followers, then you will. Oof, Catch 22. Great book. Anyway, do all that stuff and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Be safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Again, if you're not somewhere where they're making you wear masks yet, they're going to soon. So get to it. Wait. Not done yet. Haha. In listening back to the episode, I forgot to mention the contest. Well, it's our Mr. Irrelevant contest. Talk about irrelevant, putting it in at the end here. If you go on Twitter and follow us and just list who you think will be the last pick of the draft, what player you think will be the last pick of the draft, and you get it right, well, geez, if you get it right, well, you're going to get the same thing as if you win for just being closest. So the winner will be whoever is drafted closest to the pick. So no free agents. You got to get drafted. But whoever's closest to the last pick, if in your guess, will be our winner, and I will send you many Sports Dump items. In fact, all the Sports Dump items we have, which are wristbands, headbands, garbage pails, and bumper stickers. Micro bumper stickers. Bumper stickers so small, it defeats the purpose of having a bumper sticker altogether. But you could win that as well as a mention on the podcast. It's probably even easier to get a mention on the podcast, actually. But that's our contest. So go to Twitter at Sports Dump Show and go like hashtag Mr. Irrelevant. Do that. Great. Bye.